Monday, February 7, 2022, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 3 p.m., Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting at 3:30 p.m.
The bathroom.
Something like that. That's tax related.
$20 shipping.
I need to have that right now, it's 12.
Like, I need one.
You just sent us out to the...
Right.
And then if it comes up, I'll just rewrite it again.
So nice to have it in writing, you know, I think they're online.
That's just crazy.
Make sure to go cross-eyed.
You know, Wayne Boyd told me all the time, years ago, that you could, I asked him if you could portion it out, where the county would get so much of the... He said it could be, drawn up however you want to draw it up, as long as the city's willing to do that. You know, so I said, you're getting 100% of it.
I have 3 o'clock, would you stand, please, for our pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
1. A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Call the roll, please, Joan.
Robert Easey.
Here.
Scott Love. Janet Gill.
Yes.
Larry Albanicious.
Here.
Troy Lonsby.
Here.
Okay. The first item on the agenda is the public comment. Board of Commissioners will hear comments about any item not on the agenda at this time. Is there anybody to... Yes, Randy, come on up. Name and address, please, for the record.
Randy Greckin, 1302 Elm Street, Dakota City. I have a comment and a question. A few years ago, speaking to Bob, we had talked before when elected officials' employee salaries came up. And back then, you and I discussed and you had stated that you were in agreement with me that elected officials should decide their employee salaries. So I was surprised at your vote a few weeks ago, and I'm just curious what changed besides your title. Not trying to put you on the spot, but I mean, I'm curious what changed from when you were treasurer to now a commissioner.
I'll answer that. I don't remember the conversation, but I'll give you the answer that I have on that topic. I think I found out that we really don't have the ability, the office holder, to just set the salary at whatever we wanted to. So,
okay.
And that is backed up by state statute. So that's...
That was my question. I just wanted an answer.
There you
Thank
go.
You.
You're welcome. Anybody else on anything else not on the agenda? All righty. Moving forward, the consent agenda is the next item on the agenda, and that consists of the approval of previous meeting minutes from January 24th, approval of payroll claims January 23rd to February 5th, and approval of quarterly report veteran service officer.
So moved, Bob, on the consent agenda items A, B, and C.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded by Scott and Janet. Call the roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes. Thank you. Under new business, item A is open and award bids for Dakota County Bridge Inspections. Jolene, you have that. Thank you.
Okay, the first one is from Minnelli Wagner and Associates.
Okay.
They have, for regular inspections, $175 per bridge and $510 for the fracture critical inspections.
What was it?
$175 for regular and $510 for fracture critical. And we have two that require the excuse me, the fracture critical special inspections, and there are 38 of the routine inspections.
Is that total in the county, Jolene?
Total bridges?
Yeah.
No. So we have one more regular that is closed. That's the T Avenue Bridge that we will not be inspecting. And then there are four other fracture critical bridges. Four other fracture critical bridges.
Okay.
The second one is from JEO. They have 300 for regular bid inspections, for regular bridge inspections. And 2,800 for fracture critical.
What was the first amount, Jolene? I'm sorry.
300.
Okay.
So are those numbers like totals, or are they, they're
per bridge?
They're per bridge.
Per bridge.
Okay, they're all per bridge. Then.
2,800 is for two, so it'd be 1,400 a bridge.
2,800 per bridge. All fracture critical.
Okay.
What is the total?
And the other one is from Midwest Engineering Company. And they are $115 for the regular inspections and $885 for the special inspections. The fracture critical ones. That's it. That's three bits.
Jolene, which one of the two fracture critical? What two are they?
One is the
it's on the back of your sheet.
265th Street Bridge, and
well, that's one we're replacing.
Right. Yeah.
So they wouldn't have to inspect that, would they?
Depending on when it gets completed.
It's closed by August.
Yeah. If the bridge is opened back up and done by August, then they wouldn't have to inspect that. They would have to inspect it to open it back up to public after the construction is done, but it wouldn't fall under that special inspection. I'm trying to think. That bridge, that's the first one to be done here this spring by Norfolk Contracting, so I would expect it would be done by August.
Joanna, is there a guideline for this? Only because I don't know is why I'm asking. Is there a guideline, like a state, a form or something that they all follow, same thing, they inspect, etc.?
You might know that better than I do.
Yeah, Dan Alexander, I'm a principal of Midwest Engineering, just happened to drop off and thought I'd stick around just to put a name with the face. The routine bridge inspections, really, it's just a field inspection, and then all of our data and photos get updated to an NDOT BRM application, which is like a web-based reporting system. The FC inspections are a little more intense as far as what we're looking at, how close we have to be, and how much reporting, and then also the liability is greater on those structures. So that's what we would be doing here. So as far as forms, yes, it's all governed by NDOT, and we should all be completing the same steps in order to complete this process for the county.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
So we have the, that's it, Jolene, you said?
Correct. Uh-huh.
Thank you. So is there a recommendation from the board then on?
The lowest price is Midwest if you add the totals, but yeah, by far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, 6140 versus 7670. But I don't know if there's a difference in procedure, but if you're going by cost.
It sounds like the data would be pretty handy to get to, rather than just writing up a, like they normally do, they just note. They got a form they fill out.
It's all time. Uploaded, I think. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if there's any other questions for anybody, but it says open an award. Now, I'll make a motion to approve Midwest Engineering to do the bridge inspections in 2022 for the county of Dakota County in Nebraska.
You second, Larry? Okay. Motioned and seconded by Scott and Larry to approve Midwest. What was the last?
Engineering.
Thank you. On this. Call the roll, please.
Janet Gill.
Yes.
Larry Albanishin.
Yes.
Troy Lonsby.
Yes.
Robert Kesey.
Yes.
Scott Love.
Yes.
All righty. Thank you. Thanks, Jolene.
Yep. Thanks for the info.
Thank you.
Okay. Item B is open and award sealed bids for M Avenue Bridge Bank Stabilization and Grading Project, Hubbard South, C-2211-505. Jolene, are you again?
The first bid is from Nelson Rock Contracting. It's blue. So the total for their project is $308,906.42.
Start date?
Start date would be May 1st.
May 1.
And end date 7/1. The next one is from M.C. Wells out of Omaha. Their cost is $258,217.
$258,217?
Mm-hmm.
$258,217. They have construction date June 2022 for start and for end July 2022. The next one is Husker Engineering out of Burwell. Their bid is 232,000 800. Start date is spring 2022. End of construction July 1st.
Spring of 2022 and July 1st.
Mm-hmm. We did have that it needed to be done by July 1st so we could get it in this budget year. The next one is B&B Rogers out of South Sioux. Their bid is $248,741.60. Start date of May 15. End date July 1st. And that'll do it.
That's it? All right.
Okay.
The only question I have, Jolene, is on the MC Wells out of Omaha. They have June of 2022 to July of 2022. So that's pretty vague. I mean,
yeah, no.
Especially since we're requesting be done by July 1st.
Correct.
Larry, so there's been talk, about M Avenue. Would this have any effect on any of that if that would ever get done?
I don't know what they're going to do for sure, but if, and I know they didn't do it there at Jackson, but they just went in there and graded the slope and put the riprap and stuff in there in the fabric and seeded it. But there's always that risk, in my opinion, that the material, the earth could come down out from underneath of the pile cap. Now, there's always that possible concern, once it's paved, you did have to go back in there and do some work to reconstruct this stuff. The paving was subtle, from undermining or something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the bridge north of Jackson, the high bridge, they drove sheet pile all the way across that abutment off on the wings to minimize any chance of materials working out from underneath of what, in this case, would be paving on M Avenue, where that's gravel, mm-hmm. So it's not a big deal. It's gravel right now, so it's not a big deal. So I don't know what they're designed, though. I really don't. Do you have any idea?
I have the plans back in the office. I was going to grab those, and I didn't. I do have a summary of the work. I remember to grab that.
Shouldn't affect it too much, Larry. Is
well,
that what you're saying?
The bank stabilization part, so it's not the bridge surface. We have a lot of erosion going around under the bridge.
It's just the bank.
It's the bank stabilization.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's what it is.
From high water?
I would say.
Yes, to stop it from eroding anymore. Around the piling, the actual piling to hold up the abutments and the end of the bridge. You know what the purpose of riprap is. It's minimize the erosion in the future. And I guess down the road, one could always go in there and do the sheet piling prior to paving if you felt it was that serious or necessary. It's not a major issue of course we're going to do right now. It's just basically stop any further erosion that's been going on under the bridge. So.
Okay. That was not my only question.
Husker Engineering, we've used them quite often, haven't we?
No. We've used Husker Steel.
Steel, that's not good.
We went through them through in Norfolk Contracting. but Nelson Rock did the Jackson High Bridge and the Kenny Burchan Bridge, mm-hmm. and B&B did the bank stabilization down at the end of the North Bluff Road there by Jackson. MC Wells, we have not done anything with them, to my knowledge.
The two in the middle we haven't done anything with, MC Wells and Husky.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where's Nelson Rock at?
Ottawa.
So there was never any references turned in with the bids?
What's that?
There was never any references turned in with the bids of places they've worked prior to.
Let me see here.
Somebody didn't request the resume type of thing.
I never saw that in any of the paperwork that I read through.
Maybe they could get that. Maybe they know who they are. We don't.
The engineers. I mean,
they get all the state.
Right. I mean, you can take time to review. You can have the engineer review. You can make a bid or award the bid pending engineer's review of the information. The start dates weren't immediate. So, I mean, you could.
There's some time.
There's, yeah, you got a little bit of time to work with if you want to. Look over these a little more.
And who's the engineer?
Manelli Wagner.
And the thing is, you know, the three prices among, you know, Nelson being, you know, the 308, the three are with them, you know, it ain't like they're, you know, somebody's coming in like lowballing, where you're like, you know, who's this company? Why are they so cheap? Mm-hmm. You know, they're all within, you know, $10,000-$15,000 of each other, you know, so, you know, I think what we should do is, my recommendation would be is, kind of like what Jolene just said, is, you know, to award, you know, Husker Engineering at the $232,800 with the recommendation, obviously, with the engineer, Manelli, of looking over and making sure that, since we haven't dealt with them before, you know.
I'll second that.
That's my motion, Bob.
Okay, motioned and seconded by motion by Scott, seconded by Troy to approve Husker. Whatever they learned. Husker. Thank you. Husker Engineering contingent upon review from our engineering.
And you can bring it back to us, Jolene, once you know. Please.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, call the roll, please.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
All right, thanks, Jolene. Item C, Robert Rapp is here for a broker for Dakota County Health Insurance Plan, requesting the board approve an additional service in the county plan doc for teledoc, phone, and video consultations. Robert?
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hello.
Glad to be back.
Flying
solo, so you know. this maybe should have been handled while we were here for the renewal a couple weeks ago. Again, taking over with MidAmerican taking over the full benefits package a year ago at this time. One benefit was maybe overlooked that we feel is a good recommendation, a good fit for the county, especially for two reasons. Some cost savings for the plan, and also in this world of people being concerned about going into doctor's offices and everything else, it can be a refreshing thing for your employees if they could use a video conference or teledoc format for an office visit, and it is also less expensive. So I've got a quick packet for everybody, and the cost is fairly minimal. This is question and answers and everything else. As you can see, the cost is $1 a month per person, so the annual cost is $1,300 to the plan. Again, the big benefit of the service would be that all your employees plus the dependents, but it's any dependents on there as well, would have the capabilities of 24/7 video appointments with a licensed physician. And again, their cost is only $10. It's a $10 copay on that, and the doctor again is on call all the time. May not be the same doctor; they may be in Detroit or wherever. But it's a service that's hired on. I've had experience with it. My wife's used it before with our insurance card. A lot of most plans offer the video conferencing format to assist your employees. They don't have to, nobody has to use it. It's not a mandatory thing, but it is an option for off hours. And again, from the plan's point of view, from the employer's point of view, it's a nice benefit to, if a person can log on with their phone or their tablet or iPad or whatever, do the appointment for smaller things. Now, if you have a major illness or major condition, it's maybe not something that we'd use, but for routine sore throat, those type of things, cold, those type of things, that can be done after hours and avoid a trip to an emergency room or avoid a trip to urgent care.
Is there such a thing as a common cold anymore today?
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah. So in this world of COVID, yeah, we don't know.
Right.
You don't know. So. And again, going back, some people are real concerned about going into a healthcare provider's, go to a doctor's office, go to an emergency room, or whatever. So it gives them that option to do that. I do have some statistics. I can't give you private employers, but I can our other public employer, the city. We have the city's coverage. I think everyone knows that. And that's public record, so during their renewal. Their plan, as of December of 21, they saved $11,000. The plan saved $11,000 by their employees utilizing the Teladoc. Because as compared to having them go to, an office visit, or especially urgent care or an ER visit. So yeah, especially off hours, weekends, those type of things.
I think it's common as the day is long anymore.
It is. It is. It's becoming very common. And again, it's maybe something that we should have added last year, but that's what I would bring to your attention now. And again, the annual fee to the plan, assuming 93 employees, would be $1,395.
$1,395?
Yes, per year, not per month, per year.
How do the employees become aware of this?
We're going to get all the information. We're going to get them all. We'll flood it through Joan and get it to all the staff members. So, and that's Mid-American will run all the information. Yeah. So.
I had a daughter that had good results from that.
Good. I going back to the only thing we can really give you is. The average response time was 9 minutes, and the member satisfaction for the city was 100%. So, and the Teladoc's the same company that we'll be utilizing here as well. So, it's just an optional thing that we consider. We would recommend the county move forward to adding on.
I mean, I guess the worst case scenario, we could try it for a year and. Right. See what the outcome is.
Yes, and you'll know the results because right. Again, you guys get all the results of the plan, all the claim results. We'll be able to tell you what the utilization is then. So.
Did they mention anything at that employee insurance meeting, or did it come up at all?
I'd like the idea, I guess, for $1,395 for a year just to see how it works out. And if the city saved, $11,000,
right?
For $1,395, it's pretty insignificant, I guess, to try and see if we could save some money. I don't know. What are your guys' thoughts?
Is that a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion too. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, I will. I'll make a motion to go along with it because I think for $1,395, Let's see how it works out. It might be the best thing since sliced bread, Bob.
Yeah. I'll second it. I like it. I think it's unnecessary.
Yes.
Going forward for, and I think you see it more in the rural areas now. You know, the farther, the more rural you get, the better it would.
Yes.
But
through your staff, or
not. This has been something that's happened for a long time.
Yeah, it's been in larger plant. Yeah, it's been probably the last 5 or 6 years. It's more when smartphones became very popular, mm-hmm. and the internet became very more, you know, reliable. Yeah. So.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Joan, call the roll, please.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Joan, I'll have an American Legion staff. Thank you.
Okay. Item D, I don't see Greg Coins.
He's not, but I can
here.
Kind of breathe.
Scott, you gonna? Yeah, so this is for Detroit. The request of approval for heat pump for law enforcement center and special project fund.
Yeah, we had a special meeting on Wednesday, last Thursday, Friday, Thursday. We had a special meeting that we met for 5 minutes just to one of the heat pumps. There's several heat pumps throughout the building, but there's one that went bad, so they wanted to replace that. There's going to be some other ones in the future, but it was less than $10,000. So we had our meeting, and of course Greg needs our approval, or the LEC does, I should say, and the city's approval. And there was two bids. One was Rasmussen and one was Interstate, and Rasmussen was $7,424 and Interstate was $9,990. So we accepted the bid with Rasmussen for $7,424, and it's in the funds for the LEC, obviously, what the city and the county joint monies go into on a monthly basis. So anyways, we approved of it, so here it is now for the board's approval, and the city will probably be voting on it tonight as well. So.
Okay. Any questions from the board on that?
Just wear and tear.
Time to replace.
Yeah. I'll make a motion to approve for the LEC to get the new heat pump in the part of the building.
All right.
I'll second.
Motion by Scott, seconded by Troy. Call the roll, please.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay. Moving forward, miscellaneous, Julian Goebbels, road report.
Good. No, no idea this job was going to be this much fun, didn't you?
Eye-opener. The guys had 152 hours of maintaining roads, 74 hours cutting trees, 74 hours cutting trees, 17 hours picking up garbage, 13 hours running the magnet, 15 hours repairing signs. We had some grading concerns on L Avenue, O Avenue, 270th, and M Avenue.
Washboards, right? Mm-hmm. Everything's very dry. Obviously, we all know that. We need moisture in the worst way. I was out in my yard today. Wow.
It cracks.
I'm concerned. Is it going to come back in the spring if we don't get any work? But seriously, I mean, it's scary. We need rain.
Rain and warmth.
Snow or something. I mean, nobody likes snow, but guess what? Where we're at, we need it. But washboards, I know that I was on a group text with washboards, it's the inevitable. It's going to happen.
And the more traffic you have, slowing and starting, and hills and corners,
right.
It gets worse. Mm-hmm.
And those you would have to take care of. Is it weekly or daily? The washboards. Is that how often?
I think it all depends on the traffic, obviously, the type of traffic that drives on it. But, you know, and the problem is it's so dry, and Larry can, you know, get more involved in this. But it's just tough to maintain them. Hard on blades.
I guess one thing I'm concerned with is M Avenue going up the hill by the cemetery. I really believe it should be done twice a week. It only takes about an hour and a half. And it needs to be. I don't know why we can't do it, but it went out on Mother Road.
Whose road is that?
Logan's.
Logan.
Is that?
So when Logan leaves when he leaves the shop, which way does he go? I don't know the routes anymore. That's why I'm asking you. I don't know.
He's out of Homer.
He's out of Homer?
He's got to work his way to M.
Okay, so if Logan's out of a Homer and he has that area, why wouldn't why couldn't something be changed? Like Larry says, somebody out of the road department, out of Hubbard, that just takes care of it. Because I get it, that first hill is terrible. Why couldn't that person just take care of that first hill? Because there's washboards on a daily regiment.
So we went out and videoed all the roads. I think I told you guys about that a couple of weeks ago. And so we went through, videoed the roads. We mapped everybody's routes that they take. And I'm almost done figuring up all the miles that all the maintainers run. And hopefully we'll get that done by the end of the week. Then we're going to talk about redistricting.
Okay.
Because some people have a lot of roads. Some people don't have many. Some people have a lot, but they have, 10 miles of minimum maintenance roads also. So we're just going to try and figure out what we can do to
It's probably a good idea to reconstruct that and figure it out what makes sense. But I really think that the concern that maybe we probably should have that person, on that MAP. It should be taken care of.
An avenue out of it.
Yeah.
Stuff.
And it's like, have them keep an eye on it, if it's a couple times a week or if it's three times a week or depending upon the time of year,
It don't really change because you have the traffic in the summer and when you do get moisture, hopefully.
Yep.
And you got everybody going to the park.
Yeah.
And I'm not the only one that thinks it. I mean, there's other people that don't even live there, but they think it should be done twice a week. You have a guy go out to the last day of work, which is Thursday in the summertime, which is, in my opinion, should be Friday. Grade it before before all the bed campers and things start coming. Grade the thing, and then come back on Monday. I was the one that's tore up and regrade it. I mean, that hour and a half, I just can't see that we can't have about 3 motivators in the Hubbard shop, and one of them can't do that,
Maybe that can be in your plan,
it's
Jolene.
It's something to look at. It just depends, the manpower, the equipment. We're spending all that time on that area, then pretty soon somebody else a mile down the road is getting mad too. Last summer and the summer before, we did try and hit it at the end of the week, so it would be a little bit smoother, but once you start maintaining too much, that caused damages to the road too. So it's the road just gets a lot of traffic. So
yeah, it does. It does.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
All right.
Good idea.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Jolene.
Okay. Item B is jail report. We don't have a jail report, so we're going to have one next board meeting.
On the jail report. Let's look at the jail report.
Item C is board to approve planning and zoning membership appointments. And one appointment from the following geographical areas. I think all these folks are currently serving now on the planning and zoning. So for the Homer, I have Harold, is it
Mose?
For Jackson, I have Ron Gill. And for Hubbard, I have Ron Collins.
Is he new on the board? I can't remember. Maybe not. They're all existing?
I think
they are.
Okay.
All currently on and
all currently on.
Good.
For reappointment.
And we'll serve for.
We got no one else.
Good.
And we'll serve for a 3-year term, 2022 to 2025.
I'll make a motion to accept the applicants.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion by Janet, seconded by Troy to approve those, reappoint those members.
Scott?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes. Okay. Item D is discussion to prioritize projects to spend the American Rescue Plan relief funding. So I asked and also approve employee criteria, qualification, dollar amount for county employee premium pay. I asked Jolene to put this, or Joan, to put this on the agenda. We've been talking about it for a while now. The guidelines on the rescue plan funds about, 3 weeks ago, got a lot more liberal for county use. Basically what happened was, Dakota County got $3.8 million in recovery funds, and which 70% of the cities and counties nationally got under $10 million. And so the first guidelines that came out were really kind of vague and wouldn't allow us to do certain things. And so I think, and they told us to hang on because there was going to be some new guidelines come out. Well, the new guidelines are out. So basically, so some of the things that did not qualify before do qualify now. And that includes road construction, infrastructure, culverts, bridges, and a lot of premium pay is another one. So those guidelines got really more liberal in favor of the counties. So really, and I've seen a lot of, been a few meetings and watched some webinars. Anything that really classifies under government services are now eligible for funding. Well, everything we do, as far as I'm concerned, in whether it's here or road department or wherever the case may be, are all government services. We're all under the government service guidelines. So I asked Joan, and there's been some discussion. We do have some applications for some other cities in our county that have already asked for funds. Those were early on. Troy and I were involved in a couple of ARPA meetings, and we had them turn in their applications for projects, and there are some worthwhile projects out there. So, and the reason why I wanted to put it on the agenda, premium pay for employees is one of the topics that has always been an allowable expense under the ARPA funds. Counties, you can do that if you want. 89 of the 93 counties in Nebraska are under $10 million. So there's a lot of discussion on premium pay and what counties are going to do with their money. So I guess, and the reason, so I'll say it again for the fourth time, that I had Joan put it on the agenda was because if we don't have anything down to discuss, you know, we need to start our list of what are the projects, what the board, what we would like to do with those funds. We're not going to get anything settled today, but at least my goal is to get that conversation started on things we need to do. You know, do we need to do premium pay for employees? Do we need to, and the next thing in my opinion would be to take care of the courthouse. Renovations we could do to the courthouse, you know, to make it stand for the next 100 years. Hasn't quite been around 100 yet, but it's closer to 100 than it is the other way. But anyway, so a lot of those things. So this is kind of a discussion. I guess the item down here that we have on here is the employee and the criteria and qualifications for employee premium pay. I'll just finish one more thing.
Yep.
So counties have done zero and are not planning to do any premium pay. To the other end of the extreme, the first county right out of the chute gave their employees all $10,000.
And that was probably 75% of their...
I think it was all of it.
Was it all of it?
I think it was all of it.
I know it was like 900 grand or something like that. So anyway,
that's from one, from zero to 10,000 is what I have heard. So.
Okay, thank you for putting this on the agenda, because obviously we need to start going in, and I'm very pleased to hear that they've opened up the criteria, okay, from where it started off as public service, sewage or whatever, water drainage. So now obviously this money is going to go to some good use, okay, all around as a government entity. If it's, like you said, if it's the road department, if it's the buildings and grounds or whatever the case may be. And I remember when this first came out, it was prior, but once they had the guidelines on what the money was able to be used for, obviously it was a premium pay for employees. And I just wanted to put my two cents in on this, okay, because, and I see that we have different layouts of what it's going to cost, and obviously we know there's X amount of employees, and but my point is I believe that the employees is number one, okay, of giving them something to work, because we all know how things went down when this whole COVID thing started. You know, the bulk of people wouldn't go to work, and I know a lot of people lost their job, and then when their jobs were back available, they wouldn't go back to work because of our great government giving that unemployment that was crazy from hell, you know, so they were making more money sitting at home. So I think we really need to consider that, because the people that we had here, you know, everybody stayed working. Okay, the treasurer's office was rolling, the sheriff's department, you know, they were doing their thing. I mean, it's something that we really need to consider. And I'm not saying give the farm away, you know, like Timbuktu did, you know, but in the same time, I think we need to make it justifiable and make it rewarding to the employees that stuck around and that worked on a daily basis. Because, like I said, there's a lot of deadbeats out there that took advantage of, and they still are. I mean, obviously, everywhere you go, there's still employees. You know, people are looking for employees. So, anyways, I just think when we sit down to really think about this and talk about this, I think we need to make it worth their while. Now, if I'm not mistaken, somebody told me Woodbury. I don't know what kind of monies they got, but I'm sure it was asinine. But did they get $300 to their employees? You know, to me, that's a slap in the face.
Okay? Yeah, and I don't know.
That's just my opinion. That's a slap in the face. I mean, I'd rather have nothing. If I was an employee, I'd rather have nothing than give me $300. Okay.
Yeah, and that's my opinion. Know the logic behind.
I don't either. $300. I don't know. That's a whole other story over there. But I'm just saying that we really need to look at making it. You know.
So it's kind of like a stipend. Is that what it is? So it's. Kind of like a stipend type of thing.
You know, and obviously on the figures, you know, if you would, you know, the red's the final dollar amount, correct, Joan?
Well, there's $272,000. If you're looking, Bob threw out the dates of March of 2020 to March of 2021.
Because I think the pandemic started March of
20.
Was actually declared March of 2021.
Yep. March of 20.
20.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, there's a lot of different counties, you know, that obviously Jones did her research and talked to a lot of different other counties and what they've done, and how they paid in how they paid out. You know, with certain, you know, time frames from 3/31 to 6/30 of 21. You know, so there's different ways you can go about this. You know, Seward County did $4,000 premium pay for each employee, and I don't know what their final dollar amount was. But needless to say, you know, we looking at our dollar amounts. You know, it's either if it's $1,000, it's either one of two things: it's going to be $72,000 or it's going to be $99,000. 800. If you would do a $1,500 per person, okay, it's going to be either 112,605, or it's going to be 153,225, or if you do the 3,000, which Bob asked me what my thought process was one day, you recall, and that was my process was 3,000. That comes to 225,210 or 306,450. And the reason why I say 3,000, guys, and you guys, we'll talk about it and we'll vote on it, I'm sure. But, you know, employees are priceless, I'm telling you. good employees, and you take care of your employees. And I'm very fortunate in my business that I take care of my people, and my people have been with me for years. Mm-hmm. I don't have no turnover on help. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's I just think employees will make or break you. Mm-hmm. You know, so. But anyways, that's my two cents on. But thank you for putting that on the agenda. But that's my two cents on what was laying in front of me.
Okay.
And like I said, it's not an agenda item. It's just a talk.
Right.
But that's where I'm at on it.
I think there's a couple of the other details too that we really need to discuss going forward. Is some have included people that have left. Some have cut them out completely.
Yep.
I don't know, and that's a decision we'll have to make as well, too.
There's some terminated employees that have worked that whole time period.
So, anyway, yeah, there are
there's some details to work out on
a couple of those.
Yeah.
A couple of those issues that we need to work out. But I agree with you that employees are ever since it came out that and it did from the get-go, employees were always. Premium pay was always an option. I've been for it ever since, from day one. So any of the new guidelines have not changed any of that, but we just kind of have been kind of sitting back and waiting to see where things,
One county paid $2 an hour.
Which was $4,000.
Right.
Not to exceed $4,000.
About 2080 hours, yeah. If that was the case, depend upon.
And they paid it for 15 months, 331 of 20 to 630 of 21. That was Seward.
How many employees does the county have?
How many employees?
Yeah.
Well, I think that would not be elected officials, so it's roughly, is it 115 minus elected officials? Or is it
90.
90, well.
100.
Just roughly 100.
Yeah.
Just roughly 100.
The elected officials get triple, whatever. Just kidding. Don't put that in the paper. I'm just kidding. Jesus.
They get nothing.
Yeah. The elected officials get zero. Okay.
Yeah. The elected officials are
exempt.
No go. No go. So.
Did any counties differentiate between like certain departments, like the health department or something like that?
Douglas County.
Okay.
The very first one on there. They approved the resolution for all public safety, public health, and health care employees with pandemic-related premium pay supplemental. For.
So they limited it to those categories. Is that what that says?
Yeah, that's why I took it. I have a copy of the resolution.
Because we do know our health folks really, they were evenings, weekends.
They were.
Not to mention the exposure.
Yeah, like I said, they were having those drive-through clinics and.
Let's not forget the public safety people and exposure. I think about 90% of our sheriff's office and jail have been gotten COVID from.
And it's still ongoing.
Yeah, it's some of us multiple times. So.
So.
We've got COVID cases currently in the jail.
I mean, seriously, and I get it, you guys, I mean, the sheriff's department, the health department, I mean, you're dealing with people. I mean, face to face, and yes, you have your mask on, whatever that is worth. But anyways, I don't know how you could, you know, pick and choose. You know, I guess you could, but. I just, like I said, the main thing is people were still here working. Everybody worked.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody was here.
Everybody was here, so. It's just, that's just, like I said, that's my thoughts on things.
Okay. So does anybody have a strong feeling on criteria? Do you want to try to get this, you want to get this done today? Because it's, as far as I'm concerned, this is going to be on the agenda for going forward. A long time.
It is. Okay, if it was, I know everything's changed, okay, but now we know what the pot of money can do, mm-hmm. all right? Like mm-hmm. I said, don't be a drunken sailor, okay, and just giving money away, but at the same time, I think that we need to act sooner than later with the employees, okay, to show them the compensation, okay? That's my thought. And then guess what? Then we got the committee that can, you know, figure out the bathrooms needed, you know, some adjustments, and if we're going to do some roads or whatever we're going to do, or, you know, whatever needs to be done with the rest of the funds. Mm-hmm. But I think sooner the better for the employees. That's my opinion. The money's there, okay? So...
And I think the bigger, over 20,000, right, Joan, will have to come to the board for approval.
All decisions.
Anyway.
I think all ARPA funds have to be approved.
Okay, so all the ARPA, they'll all come through here anyway. So, you know, if you wanna try to get it done, So I guess first of all we have to talk time frame, and then are we going to talk what about terminated employees?
Have we got money, a check rolling?
Mm-hmm. We have half.
It's 1.9 million, I think, was deposited.
And we got a certain time frame to get to spend that to get the rest of the money. So, correct, Joan?
Is that how it goes?
No, that's what? Coming anyway.
It's coming regardless. You don't have to spend so much money to get the rest of the monies?
No.
That's all going to be spent by 24.
Committed by 24, but the second half of our ARPA funds, yeah. that's coming anyway. That's coming anyway. It doesn't matter what we do with the... We don't have to spend that first.
So, okay, so my question is we got to figure out how we're going to pay whatever the dollar amount is, okay? We got to figure out, you know, if it's the next meeting, but we need to figure out who gets paid and how they're going to get paid.
Right.
Okay, the people.
Right. And do we make it like a 12-month time frame?
The year that we have here is what we're looking at. What was this?
320 to...
321.
There's 37 terminated employees, and they were prorated by month. If you want to look at hours, maybe hours is more... I mean, it would be pretty simple for me to calculate that through payroll.
That'd be okay, too.
On hours worked, how to pay.
I think if we had employees that were working during that time, though, I think they deserve something.
I do, too.
I
something
can't.
Worth their while. I mean, sure, like I said, something worth their while. Let's don't give them a slap in the face, is all I'm saying.
Okay. $300.
What was the one that
well, it's $350.
Something
it's
$350. Per hour with a max or something like that. There was somebody that had one like
so
that.
So one of the things, going forward, is one of the things that Joan mentioned, one of the counties did, so much per hour with a maximum of X.
X amount.
You know, so I know that there's some people working, you know, in here that have twice as many hours as some of the other people. So,
so should we maybe on the next agenda, let's figure out a few like options A, B, and C, and then we can discuss them at the next meeting of how we should go about. Because I'm sure that, you know, we'll be in here individually talking to Joan and giving, you know, if she has any questions or ideas that we can be talking to over the next couple of weeks and try to have it on the agenda, mm-hmm. you know, 2 weeks from now to discuss it and possibly get, you know, move forward on it.
Mm-hmm.
When they was giving the shots down the fire hall, was that not, so many people, were they just volunteers?
Some were.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
So are they entitled to anything?
They're not, if they're not county employees, they're not entitled.
They risk their life just like the county employees.
I don't make the laws. If they're not, they have to be county employees. Government employees, I guess.
I think we've got a good plan started, don't you agree? Or,
well,
it's nice to have some options to look at.
Yeah, just look at some options.
So it'll be whether we do hourly or lump sum, right? And so it'll be...
Or up to a lump sum.
It'll be time frame of 1 year.
March to March.
March to March.
You got to have a time frame.
What's the other criteria we talked about?
Terminated or not.
Oh, terminated or not.
Mm-hmm. Would it be kind of hard to chase down some of those people?
It's fairly recent.
Okay.
Were they laid off or fired? Termination means you're fired.
No, it
doesn't. It does to me.
Let's just say no longer here. Any comments? Anybody out there in the audience? Suggestions? Randy?
My question would be, anybody that doesn't work here anymore, this is kind of an incentive, like a bonus. Why are we going to give it to somebody that's still not serving the community, even though they did over part of the pandemic? They're not here now. I look at it more as a bonus to employees to say thank you for being here and still serving us.
Loyalty.
And that's a good point. That's why I asked. Anybody else? Any good, bad?
I mean, there.
I would agree with that.
There's no reason why we have to go back and pay the people that.
No, I mean, yeah, that's definitely an option.
But some of those people did work here quite a while too, I believe.
Yeah, but some of those people left here because they got $300 extra a week.
Yeah.
So unemployment, you think about that, $300, $3,000, you're doing the employees here 10 weeks with all the people we're getting for the entire time that the government put it out there. Because
and still getting it.
Bill's getting $300, mm-hmm. I'm going to go home and work. Yeah. And basically, I mean, I know at least one over there for sure. Just basically stopped doing anything until they
ran out.
Left.
Yeah.
And that's why they left, because I said, well, get $300 extra in unemployment.
So
that's a slap in the face when they tell you that right to their face and they do it.
Well, I think just to sum it up then, I think the board is in favor of a premium pay for employees. I'd be safe to say.
I think it's safe. Yeah, I think it's very safe.
First limited.
Okay, so I guess we just established that as a point moving forward. Because if we're not, we're not. But so we have a couple of things listed as criteria, and I guess if you think of anything else in the upcoming,
would it be paid out lump sum or would it be over? Per month.
You can do it however you want. I mean, however we want to.
The only two options that I've heard so far, Larry, and it's too late now for one, is one paid half of it last year, just to avoid the all
for tax
in the same in the same year for tax purposes.
So it's added into their compensation, but not necessarily into their like Social Security and.
It's all taxed, and we will have to pay Social Security, and we'll have to match retirement on it.
Okay.
So it's not just
that
I could flush out what retirement Social Security match is going to be for the county too.
We got to know that.
Yeah, if it's paid through payroll.
Yep.
But it would be more of a stipend rather than a base. Adjustment to base, it'd be more of a stipend. So even if stipend,
a lot of the counties did a separate payroll.
A separate payroll. So you still had to do all those.
So
that
it
stuff.
Would maybe take as. I would be in favor of that because it wouldn't take as much taxes out of it if it was. And then MIPS is suggesting that I assign everybody a budget code from the ARPA fund.
A lot of work.
But that way it would show that it's coming out of the ARPA funds. There would be no question this is the dollar amount we spent. So it might be worth taking those extra steps to get everybody an ARPA code budget.
Okay.
what your county auditors say or your state auditors.
That's what they're, I think they're suggesting is, what MIPS is suggesting is pay it as a separate payroll out of the ARPA funds, but.
Okay.
I'm sure that dealing with them as many times as I've dealt with auditors, that's going to be one of the items that they're going to spend three of their 4 days up here.
Yep.
Maybe a little bit figured out by these two other counties and.
Yeah, but I mean, they'll nitpick it, so they'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and we'll follow. Jones reached out to a lot of and got a lot of information from other counties on how they're doing it and things like that. So we want to make it as good as possible and the least amount of work for the clerk's office as possible too. So moving forward, that's what we'll do. So
I definitely, if I may, real quick here, I definitely like what Randy's thinking, Randy Crick, and then as far as just like what Randy Walsh says, you know, people like to brag about that kind of stuff, you know, and we've all seen it, we've all heard about it, so we definitely need to take that into consideration because, the people that are still
terminated
here.
Terminated versus not terminated. Is that
yes.
What you're saying?
Yes.
The people
yes.
that were loyal and stuff like
yes.
that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, so we have a few guidelines now. If the board has anything in the interim, get with Joan on things that we can add to that list. If you hear of anything or anybody else, please let us know or let Joan know on options that you've heard about other counties, preferably in Nebraska. Yes.
Should we be? Are we done talking about that part of it, the employee part?
I think so.
The 1 in 6 year plan. I mean, I can't really remember what was on that anymore. But I wonder if that's something we should take a look at. If that was
the road plan.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Were there projects on there?
We'll be revising that again this year with the next budget.
Oh, okay.
So we'll start putting numbers
together. Come up next. Okay.
With the new budget.
Yeah, I can't really remember it. I know it was a while back.
Jolene, one good thing would be to go, being there's money available, would be to go throughout the whole county and come up with a culvert list, size.
Yeah, we're going to work on that.
Size and length we need for the whole county, and then buy a couple semi loads instead of a piece at a time.
So we have a form to fill out that they can go and find their culverts, mark on the map where they are, assign a number to them, and then judged about the condition of it, whether it needs to be repaired immediately,
Hi.
It looks like it's going to need to be repaired in the next year or two, or if it's good, you know, just kind of rate it. So then we have a good idea of what we need to fix, when we need to fix it type of thing, and where they all are.
Well, that'd be a little bit difficult because I know one culvert that you don't even know there's a culvert there. The water just runs down across the road and away it goes.
And we did get a metal detector that the guys started using now,
yeah.
And that's helped them find.
You've never had one of them.
No. We would rent one from Stan Houston every once in a while, but last summer we bought one, and the guys gone out and used it a couple different times, and that's really helped. So.
That's good.
That'll come in
handy. And I did put some figures or some projects together and tried to price them the best I could, and I came up with about 2.7 million.
Is that all roads?
Yeah, it all pertains to roads and bridges. Or
yeah. See, so it'll go fast. I mean, so we need a list of things.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
As I mentioned to Jolene before too, you know that you know, well, I always wish we could do that or something or. Anyway, so this is a start.
Yeah,
this is a start.
This is a start.
This is a start.
And I don't count M Avenue.
Okay.
That's million.
Okay.
There went the funds. Boom, gone.
Okay, so this will be back. This will be back. All right?
Can't wait.
You bet. You bet.
You bet.
Okay, number item five, commissioner committee reports. Anything for the Scott? Anything?
The only thing I had was Troy and I had the LEC, and then let me think, what else? Was there something else? I think I got to keep Northeast Nebraska Beautiful. That's coming up here. I seen some stuff from Sally. And
Scott, do you guys ever discuss all the garbage down along Highway 20 going to the landfill?
You know, that hasn't been discussed for a while, and that's funny because it's The one year, I can't remember what it was. It was probably 3 or 4 years ago. Went from Homer to Taco Bell, and it was a huge success with all the garbage. And then it just kind of, that kind of went away. And I don't know if it was because of volunteers or what the situation was. I know they always look at the river, trying to pick up the stuff on the river. But no question about it, Highway 20, no question about it. We know it. Everybody knows it. And I know that the good man that he was, Leonard Gill, you know, he'd take his people out there and pick it up on occasion. And, of course, you know, that's no longer. But
well, they do.
They're out there the last 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, they do.
Was they?
They do, but they go out one day and the next day it's just like that again.
Yeah, I would agree with that, too.
You know, I mean, what it is a tarping. They used to find a guy if he came in and it wasn't, stuff wasn't tarped. But some of these trucks, the tarp sets so high on them, the wind just blows in underneath and blows crap right on out into the road ditch, you see.
There's a lot,
There's got to be a better way. They need to bungee cord those tarps down on the sides and stuff.
I don't know if they really enforce that anymore. Do they too much?
Well, I don't. That's what I'm thinking. They must not.
At one time they did. I don't
know.
Give
me a few more deputies and we'll get it cleaned up. I
remember several years ago they enforced it. They enforced it with rock haulers and the whole works. And now you see rock haulers today. They don't have their tarps on.
No, I know.
They don't.
The big rock they did.
Right. They ain't going nowhere, but yeah, I know.
It's serious.
I guess I haven't seen them out there. When they pick up Highway 20, do they go way out? Because they're not up.
No, right, I don't ever see them go the other way. It's usually between South Sioux.
Really?
Maybe they pick up right before that motorcycle or that Veterans Park. They pick up then, but that's last fall.
Yeah.
Anything else, Scott?
I don't know. Probably, but whatever. Move on.
Janet?
I haven't had any meetings in the last couple of weeks. Okay. I got some coming up, but this
Larry?
Next week.
Larry?
I think I can't remember. The board meeting, the planning and zoning, but there was not really. Oh, the solar panels and stuff was discussed, but, you know, in progress.
Okay. Troy?
I was with Scott at LAC, so.
All righty.
Bob, do you want to share with them that you were contacted by this Brian Pearson from CIMCO?
Oh, yeah, I will. Thank you. Brian Pearson works for CIMCO and contacted me about a bus service in Dakota County. CIMCO is involved in
a grant
something to try to get that done.
What, the whole people around from the outside in the country?
Well,
or in
says it.
I'm guessing just getting out to Tyson.
I haven't got any particulars, but
you think CIMCO can maybe handle a bus? They can't figure out anything else and need numbers on anything else. Maybe they can manage a bus. Maybe I don't know. Just throwing it out there.
It's in the works. He's working on it, Scott. So
he needed county support for it, right?
Right. So he's going to get back to me, but I have not heard any more about that. But it's.
Don't we have public or a bus service from Sioux City? Don't they come up across the river?
I think just South Sioux.
South Sioux.
I think he's talking.
The whole.
Maybe
county?
Tyson. I don't know what they're. I don't know where they want to go, but.
Maybe.
They county, might.
I just didn't know there was a big demand.
In that area set up a busing deal like
they
that.
Do.
They take people to doctor's appointments.
Yeah, right.
Elderly. Okay.
It's pretty okay.
Nice. So anyway, that may come back to the
Cedar
board
county
at some point.
Bus transit. Yep.
They want our support. I don't know if that's
fine. Maybe they're thinking about transporting people back and forth from the Hard Rock.
They do.
They should have their own. Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, just wanted to be aware of that. Thanks, Joan. Any mail and or emergency business? No. Okay. We are adjourned.
Okay. I'll call the we are adjourned from the county board. So I'm going to call the Board of Equalization to order. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott Love.
Yes.
Janet Hill.
Yes.
Larry Adamichus.
Yes.
Troy Lansky.
Yes.
Robert Geese.
Yes.
Okay, the current copy of the open the meeting night is posted on the wall in the entrance of the boardroom and view for anybody that cares and is in attendance. The number one, we got the consent agenda items. So you got the approval for the previous minutes of January 24th.
Make a motion to approve those.
Okay, I got a motion.
I'll second.
Okay, you got a motion by Janet, a second by Larry. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Janet.
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, we got number two, new business, 330. We got a public hearing for the applicants requesting the tax exemption on the real and personal property by the qualifying organizations. For the purpose of the hearing, oral or written testimony from the qualifying organizations who filed an exemption application form 451. Talk to me.
We just have the two that are new. City Lane Community Health was one of them. And I don't see a problem with that one at all. And the other one was the Wat Bedorms of South Sioux Land over off Old Highway 20. They bought a piece of ground. And they was new for this year. So they, when they're brand new, they have to file a 451. When they, every other year, they have to file a 451A. So the new ones need to be heard.
And what's a 451?
It's the tax exemption application. Permissive exemption application.
Okay. Okay.
I remember also, you see the churches and the elite.
Some of the questions about health care before. Is this Sioux Land Health?
Yeah, so Sioux Land Health, that's where the...
we have to. That one's across from the Sioux Land Family Health Center. They take all the low-income people.
Old boys and girls.
Yeah, the old boys and girls. We used to be the old doctor's office, and now it's Sioux Land Community Health.
Oh, I live right out here.
Yeah.
By the bypass.
Mm-hmm. Where I bring my garden surplus.
What are the Legion's classified?
They have to do this.
Are they under that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And some of them don't get full exemption. If they have a bar and it's over so many hours a week, they get billed.
Okay.
So okay. They all know that.
Okay.
Okay. So did you open that hearing?
Did I open it?
I think he...
Are people here to talk about their these items?
Is there
nobody?
Here?
I mean, Joan advertised it. I don't think anybody showed up.
No, Jolene's here, or Mike.
Okay, so no one, so you can close it.
I just want to tell you, I wish I was closing.
Okay, so can I close the hearing right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I did open it at 3:30, so yeah.
4:30.
4:30, whatever. 4:15, I don't know, whatever.
You
guys got
me flustered.
Well, not really, you know. Yeah, I'll come out of it. Anyways, I'll close the hearing then, okay? So now we're going to go to B, board to approve the portion or deny request of the tax exemption on the real property, personal property, the following qualifications. And obviously, there's two parcels. There's one, parcel number 220141894. That's the Sioux Land Community Health that we just talked about. And then the number two, a parcel of 220274438. That's the Buddha Room out there,
yep.
Of Sioux Land. That's out on 142nd Street, correct?
Yep. Yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve the request for tax exemption.
Okay, we get a motion by Bob on the two parcels that I just identified, and a second by Larry.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Okay, see, we got Christy Epsesser requesting approval for the tax list corrections.
I just have one. It's a gentleman that was moving a mobile home out of Sioux Land Estates to a different county. We charged him $80.64 to get the taxes paid up for 2022.
And that's county. Out of Attica Drive?
Yep. Lot number
25.
Yep.
She gone?
It'd be gone.
She gone. Okay.
I do believe they're tearing it down.
Are they?
Yeah.
So Christy has just the one requesting approval for the tax corrections on Attica number 25. Okay, I got a motion by Troy and a second by Bob. Will you call the roll, please?
Troy?
Yeah, I'm boy.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
That was a okay, is there any mail emergency business that we know of, Joe?
No.
Any public comment? Tony Gomez, public. Love that guy. Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.